This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper.
Joella has a question about public confession. She writes, "We had a young man stand up in church Sunday morning and confess to adultery. I wanted to ask exactly what the Bible teaches about this. I'm of the opinion that perhaps this practice brings more shame on Christ than glory. Why confess such a private sin to everyone when not everyone has personally been hurt by it? I know the Bible teaches confession to one another, but I wonder about confession to the whole church." Now, let me add on one thing she writes at the end, which is very interesting. She said, "I must say, it seemed to be handled quite well, and it was a good opportunity for all of us to think about how easily sin can overcome us, as well as a wonderful time to express love and support to this young couple."
Yeah, so she has kind of an ambivalent response, it sounds like. I sympathize with her first response a lot, and I have to constantly decide for myself and for others who asked me about the scope of a person's repentance, that is, the public scope. So you have to come up with some kind of guideline. And my guideline is the repentance should be roughly as broad as the effect of the sin. In other words, if in this room right now I got really angry at you and said something really ugly and then was convicted 10 minutes later and said, "Bob, I'm so sorry. What an awful thing to say. I don't think I need to go to any group outside this and talk about that. It's you and me. Nobody heard about it. Bang, it's over." Now, it is helpful for me to say in general terms in a small group in the staff, "You know, yesterday I just was so mouthy with a friend of mine. I had to repent." That is me sharing my weakness. But for them to bring this up, I think the principle is the extent of the sin, the extent of the confession. Now, that's not always easy to judge, which may mean why he did what he did. Because if you commit adultery, it may ripple out in a lot of ways, more than you think. And you may have a lot of tracks to cover. So basically that means a public sin or a public consequence of sin is going to need public confession and repentance. But most of our sins are against particular people, and sometimes it may be easier to talk in general publicly than it is specific personally. To go to a person, look them right in the eye and say, "I did you wrong, would you forgive me," is harder than the small group the next night saying, "I stole from somebody," or "I was ugly to somebody." So I think proportion is what we're after. Proportion of public repentance with proportion of public sin or sin effect.
If you enjoy Ask Pastor John, check out our 25-minute daily teaching program on the front page at desiringgod.org. And visit our online resource library for a myriad of free resources. It's all waiting for you at desiringgod.org.